I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Lord's Gym. Pull up a chair, pour yourself something to drink. We are your spiritual fitness trainers. This is Full Contact Catholicism. Pain is temporary and the victory of heaven is forever. So don't be a snowflake. Turn your back on sin and Satan and exercise with us every day by listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Terry, are you reporting for duty?
I'm reporting for duty, sir. And Jesse, I'm excited today again as every day because God has given us a new day to serve him. And again, every single day on the Terry and Jesse Show, we use the gospel reading from Daily Mass. And as of yesterday, we started using catechism verses at the end of each show.
We used to do it before. We're just bringing it back.
Exactly. We used to do it all the time. And I said to Jess the other day, I said, Jess, let's bring this back. And so we are going to give you catechism scripture because, let's face it, we get problem and solution. The solution is always the same as Jesus Christ. But Jess, the gospel of Matthew is rather short. From Matthew 11, 25 to 27. Can you read that gospel to us, please?
You know what it tells us, Terry? It says that we're supposed to have an attitude of gratitude.
Yep.
That's just like Jesus.
Yep.
Check this out.
Yep.
Matthew 11, 25 to 27. It's here you see Jesus thanking his Father. So if Jesus thanks his Father, we should imitate our Lord as well. It says this. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is short and pithy.
Yep.
Here, Jesus is contrasting his attitude of thankfulness to the Father, showing us how we should be thankful to the Father. That's how we should be praying the Our Father every morning and every evening and throughout the day. It's a prayer of thanksgiving. And going to Mass as often as possible, that's the ultimate prayer of thanksgiving. But Jesus' thanksgiving prayer here stands in contrast to what we read in the verses before. Remember those wicked towns? I mean, Jesus was in Bethsaida and Chorazin and Capernaum, preaching, performing miracles, and they rejected. They weren't thankful for him. So Jesus is showing us how to be thankful to God the Father, unlike Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. These are towns that saw the miracles of Christ, heard his message, his power preaching, and still they remained indifferent. And also, I think what Jesus Christ is signaling to us here, he's showing us the unique relationship that he has with the Father. That intimacy between the Father and the Son points to their oneness within the Trinity. And it also points to their shared divine knowledge, which implies a shared divine nature as well. And I think the takeaway from this is, are you grateful to God? You know, has God given you so much? I mean, just living in this country, you should be grateful to him. This is the best country out of the 198 places on planet Earth to live. And I think Jesus is showing us how to have an attitude of gratitude. And more than that, we're also seeing here that if you know Jesus, you know the Father. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know the Father. And to love the Son is to love the Father. It's impossible to love one without the other because the Father sent his Son to show the world his immense love for mankind and to show us his tremendous plan of salvation. So let's love and praise and thank God. And let's evangelize Muslims and atheists who don't know Jesus as well, Terry.
Well said, Jesse. And, you know, here's an action item as your spiritual fitness trainer. We've talked about at the end of the day doing your examination of conscience. Can you also add a element of counting your blessings before you go to bed? And thank God for all those blessings in your life, your family, the roof over your head, everything you can think of, because an attitude of gratitude is welcome just about everywhere, and it does help you in your faith in Jesus Christ. Let's bring the smartest guy in the room, Full Sheen, ahead. Jess, this quote fits into some of the issues we're going to be covering today about sin and redemption. Bishop Sheen says this: "It is not true to say the way I conduct my own life is nobody's business but mine, or it harms nobody else. Could you throw a stone in the sea without causing ripples which would affect even the most distant shore? How then do we think our moral actions can be devoid of social repercussions?" Jesse, I'd like to read that to the elected officials in America today. That's what I'd like to do.
Absolutely. There's a lot of Catholic Democrats that need to hear the message of Fulton Sheen.
Yes, they do.
And it's—I'll just tell you—it's simple, but it's right to the point.
What shocks me—I'll just—I don't mean to name names, but I'm going to. Senator, or should representative, what's her name? Pelosi. I just heard her say she was quoting Sunday's gospel. So I know she's going to Sunday Mass. I know that because she quoted it in an article I read this week.
But she's always quoting the gospel, Terry.
Yes, she always is. And you know what, Jesse?
Misquoting it, I should.
Yes, it's almost like she has blinders on. And here's my take on all of this. If you're not living in the state of grace, and God can only know somebody's not living in the state, but the very fact that she promotes the killing of unborn babies, objectively, Jesse, I'm saying,
correct,
that's a woman who's living in a state of mortal sin if she's aware of what she's doing. And so here's the point. Sin makes you stupid. And so she is out there promoting, you know, the Catholic Church's gospel on Sunday Mass, and she can't see through the field to see that what she's doing is offensive to Jesus Christ. And I want to pray right now for her and other Catholics that tell me that they're for killing unborn babies and thinking that they can receive Holy Communion, they can just live life as usual. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And I pray for all leaders in our government and in our church that we will come back to a sense of sin. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In fact, Terry, that's the problem with our society is we've lost our sense of sin.
Of,
and I'm going to quote here John Paul II, May 14th, 2004.
Yep.
In his apostolic, in 1984, his apostolic exhortation called Reconciliation and Penance, he said this. He warned, quote, "The loss of the sense of sin is the form or fruit of the negation of God, not only of the atheist, but also of the secularist." And the Pope also says, "Courage to face the crisis of the loss of the sense of sin, to which I alerted the whole church early in my pontificate, must be addressed today with particular urgency." All the topics, Terry, that we talk about, they're all problems, but our solution is always the same.
Amen, brother.
The solution is always a relationship with Jesus Christ through the Catholic Church, not just through Protestantism, because that's still an incomplete relationship.
That's right.
That because they don't have the fullness of truth. So when we talk about the solution being Jesus Christ, we're not talking about, you know, Protestantism. We're talking about the Catholic Church, loving Christ, faith, hope, and love in Jesus Christ through the Catholic Church, which is the church he established. And furthermore, the way we continue to cultivate this relationship is a life of prayer, a life of faith. Every single day, you've got to believe, no matter what happens, no matter if you think the sky is falling on you. And then thirdly, receiving the blood of Jesus. How do you receive the blood of Jesus? The seven sacraments of the church.
You got it.
Those are the seven canals, those seven water channels or waterfalls where the blood of Jesus comes into the human soul here on planet Earth. And unless you're nourishing yourself with those seven, one of the seven waterfalls, which the ones that you should be doing constantly, just open your mouth like a little bird and keep receiving, is Holy Communion and the sacrament of confession. That's how you stay in a state of grace. That's how you stay strong in the Lord. And that's how you don't get, you don't become stupid through a life of sin, because that's what sin does. It blinds the intellect.
Jesse, why don't you really tell me what you think? Jess, this is the message here at Virgin Most Powerful. Brother, here's a good example of what sin can do. We got breaking news yesterday that Planned Parenthood terminates new president for more aggressive leadership. Jess, this young woman, Lena Nguyen, who's a doctor, medical doctor, she wouldn't use trans inclusive language as Planned Parenthood's president. It said that she wasn't aggressive enough for the new directors, so they canned her. What do you think of that, Jess?
Yeah, I also read that she wanted to focus less on abortion and more on actual women's health care.
Oh, we can't have that at Planned Parenthood.
And she's pro-abortion and all that, but she says, let's focus some more on helping women, because we only do 3% of that, and we do 97% of what we do is abortions. Let's change the focus on helping women and less abortions. That got her fired, Terry.
Well, Father Frank Pavone, director of Priests for Life, tweeted that he wasn't surprised Planned Parenthood axed the healthcare professional as its leader. They pass themselves off as healthcare organizations, but they are a political machine for the radical Democrats who push for unrestricted abortion. It's refreshing to hear a Catholic priest just tell it like it is, Jesse. Father Frank Pavone, thank you for your commentary on this.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes when you want to despair, go back to the prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. She says this, let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience attains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices.
Wow. When we come back, our good friend who passed away just a couple years ago, Joseph Nicolosi, has written many books to help people with same-sex attraction. Wait till you see what happened to him even after death on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back. This is Terry Barber reminding you, there's a women's conference coming up September 7th, 2019 at the Sacred Heart Chapel. Mary Danielle Barber will be speaking along with Barbara Nicolosi. They're going to be talking about true femininity, be who you are. This is going to be for your daughters, your mothers. Every woman should be at this conference. And the way to do it is go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151.
Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we come to understand. According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
This is Bishop David O'Connell, and you're listening to The Terry and Jesse Show.
To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Here's Terry and Jesse.
You know, Jesus warned us, Terry, that everybody who commits a sin is a slave to sin.
That's right.
And a lot of these things that happen in the culture of death, people, as a result of a malformed conscience, they are led by their fallen nature, their lower faculties, they fall into sin, and they make some egregious decisions which hurt all of us. And what I mean by that is Amazon has made a horrible decision to yank or to ban, pull them off.
Yeah, pull it off.
The books of one of the great Catholic psychiatrists in the 20th century named Dr. Joseph Nicolosi. He was a clinical psychologist. May he rest in peace. I'm sure he received his eternal reward. He was a prophet amongst us.
He sure was.
He wrote many books, Terry, on a conversion therapy, but from a Thomistic Catholic point of view.
Wonderful.
I know there's other books probably on conversion therapy that maybe come from a secular point of view. Who knows? I don't know. But Nicolosi's books leaned on Catholic thought. And he had a high rate of success in converting homosexuals into the heterosexual lifestyle. But his books have been basically yanked and called hate literature. I mean, what else can you say? According to Amazon's, their CEOs, according to the people that run Amazon, they've yanked these books because, obviously they think they're offensive to the homosexual community. But what has me scratching my head is that Amazon, Terry, still has books right now that you can buy on how to commit suicide.
Over 12 of them.
They have books written by mass murderers like Tim McVeigh.
Yep.
Infamous works by Nazi Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's right-hand man. You got Mein Kampf. You got the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is a notoriously anti-Semitic book. So you have actual hate books in Amazon that you can buy right now, but Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, a Catholic, Thomistic, holy man who used Christian principles to convert homosexuals, his books have now been removed and called hate speech.
Jesse, I met Dr. Nicolosi 35 years ago when he started. He was at my studio in West Covina, and I was so impressed because he had a Thomistic approach to all of this. And I knew he was doing such great work with people with same-sex attraction. But let's face it, we know today, not being all in for all things homosexual just aren't going to be tolerated in our culture. The dissenter will be punished severely. Those books, those very ideas will be judged intolerable and made unavailable to anyone. And I'm sure, Jesse, if things keep going in the direction they're going, there's going to be a day where we will be told we cannot teach what the Catholic Church teaches on marriage that's made that between a man and a woman. If we say that, that could be hate speech and we would be taken off the air. So folks, if we get taken off the air, no, it wasn't because of the way Jesse parts his hair or my parting of my hair. It's because of the content that we are going to proclaim, that Jesus Christ, his truths about life are going to be proclaimed whether we get thrown in jail or not. But Jesse, Dr. Nicolosi has done such great work, and the very fact that Amazon is stopping this, again, it shows me that anything that comes down to sin, you know, then we can't put up with that, and they're going to try and take it off. Another, not to change the subject, but another friend of ours, Google shut down an anti-porn presentation by Matt Fred. Why did they take it down? Because he was quoting what the Catholic Church teaches on homosexuality. This is going on not just with Amazon. It's going on with Google. All of these media people, they don't want to hear.
They're run by liberal
teach.
Progressive.
Exactly. Yes, let's call it 90% of the media run by people who don't even go to church, let alone being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's just what we're up against. So what do? We proclaim the church teachings that Jesus taught 2,000 years in season and out, and we take a hit for it. And I just want to commend Matt Frad for speaking the truth, you know, on Google regarding trying to help people stop abusing themselves and others. And let's make a comment. Nobody wants to hear about sin because they want to be able to live free. Like Bishop Sheen said, this affects everyone, when you're sinful. Take a good look, and I'll throw it back to you, about how many people, just look in the news, how many deviations are going on where people are mutilating people, they're sexually abusing people, we've got sex trades. Think about all that. Why is that? Because of sin. Let's just be honest.
That's right. And Terry, I'll tell you,
tell me.
Regarding this article on Joseph Nicolosi, good one man. Of the great Catholic yep. thinkers that yep. has passed away.
That's right.
His work is being continued by his son, Joseph Nicolosi Jr.
Yep.
And he says, his son says, this week's book banned by Amazon and radical LGBT activists reveals the blatant hypocrisy of today's leaders of the LGBT movement.
Right.
They celebrate exploration of every kind of sexuality they can imagine, unless that exploration happens to lead an individual towards a traditional heterosexual lifestyle. That sort of explanation or exploration, of course, must be banned. So Nicolosi Jr. says, hey, you know, the liberals, they're the ones that are telling everybody, hey, explore with your body. Try everything.
Right.
Animals, you know, many women, try anything. Okay. Except don't try the traditional monogamous male, female arrangement called marriage.
Yep.
Everything else, Terry, they're telling you to try and telling our kids to try, except the Judeo-Christian traditional view of marriage. And Nicolosi Jr.,
yes,
he says in to defend his father, he says, conversion therapy is broad, ill-defined, has no ethics codes, no governing body, and is typically practiced by unlicensed individuals. He says, however, my father had nothing to do with these or any similar practices. And as a therapist myself, I wholeheartedly condemn such a concept. What my father did do was use his psychological training and his Judeo-Christian right. worldview to help men overcome traumas that they and he believed were leading them into a life that did not reflect the men they were truly designed by their creator to be. And also Glenn Stanton,
yeah.
he's a director of family formation at Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
He talks about this, this new fundamentalism by Amazon against Christianity. He says, but the real sin of those who offer such help to homosexuals, mm-hmm. a number of other such authors have since had their books banned by Amazon as well.
Sure.
And it's not that they don't encourage the clients to get all happy about being gay. As anyone knows today, not being all in for all things gay will not be tolerated.
That's right.
The dissenter will be punished and severely. Those books, those very ideas will be judged intolerable and made unavailable to anyone. So you got a Catholic and a Protestant here saying, look it, both of us are trying to reach out to this community who's broken. They're broken through sin. They have suffered depression. They suffer a high rate of suicide, alcoholism, drug addiction. They shorten their lifespan. We're reaching out to them, but Amazon is not allowing us because we're not writing feel-good books
exactly.
that are promoting, hey, it's good to be homosexual. It's good to be gay. Hey, let's balloons, banners, and butterflies. Let's go march at the Pride Parade. Yeah. Because they are preaching what the Bible says, specifically the Judeo-Christian understanding of homosexuality. They're being banned from Amazon.
Here's the bottom line. We have to understand that the larger topic here is not the ban on owning a book about a particular kind of counseling or self-help. And it's not just about wholesale prohibition and one's opposition to homosexuality. It is all about not being all in on one thing itself. Mere disagreement is not allowed. You know what? They don't allow dissent, right?
Nope.
The homosexual community, nope. supposedly oppressed, marginalized group, wields an extravagant amount of power, Jesse, for just being so few people today. And it does so without regard for the rights of anyone who chooses not to support them. When you can dictate what books someone can have access, that's power, Jesse. When you do so and get no blowback by hardly anyone, if anyone at all, the mainstream press that claims undying commitment to secular sacredness of freedom to read, that is a frightening amount of power. And Jesse, you know what I compare this to, where people can't make an accusation against homosexuals? Islam. It's the same boat. You can't criticize Islam or homosexuals. Okay, I said it.
You know, Terry, and I'll tell you, I wish we would bring back the Index of Forbidden Books.
Oh, man, you me both, brother.
Because I'll tell you, the homosexuals or Amazon,
yep,
they've established now their Index of Forbidden Books.
Yep.
We got rid of ours, and the liberal modernists have inserted theirs. Isn't that an irony?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm smiling because it hurts. It hurts.
Because what they're doing is something that we should continue to do and bring it back.
Yep.
For example, Darren Mell, he's the founder of an organization called Voice of the Voiceless.
That's right.
They are former homosexuals that are here to defend the rights of former homosexuals who are now living a heterosexual lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
And he says that Amazon currently offers for sale at least 10 books that facilitate suicide, like you just said, Terry.
That's terrible.
And he points out that the irony between this reality and the claims that gay conversion therapies spur increased suicides among those undertaking such practices to alleviate same-sex attraction. The point is this. Here's what's ironic, is that you can buy books on the internet on how to make a bomb. You know, terrorists got these books, how to make a bomb and how to, you know, blow up a pizza parlor or how to kill yourself. These books should be bent. Terry, common decency. Yes,
common sense isn't that common.
You know what the church used to call bad literature before Vatican II?
No,
there was the word. It was called impious reading.
Ah, there you go.
You'll see, right before 1965, the church was very, it would tell Catholics, stay away from impious reading.
Makes sense.
Impious reading. Well, guess what? These liberals, Terry, these leftists, should I say, and these modernists, they've established their own index of impious reading, and that's anything that espouses moral truth.
Well said. I want to thank all of you individually, if I could, and I'm calling everybody who's our monthly supporters to thank them for our support here. Can you imagine having our voice silenced? Yeah, well, they tried to do that, but we started Virgin Most Powerful, and this is what we're preaching, Christ and Him crucified. We're not compromising one iota, and it couldn't do it without you. So if you'd like to join in financially, spiritually, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org and make a commitment if you could, or call us at 877-526-2151. I'm looking for more monthly donors because I have monthly bills. I'm kind of the guy that is the gatekeeper for paying the bills, so I know when we need some support, and now we need it. Jesse, when we come back, again, the LGBTQ is advocating something about for your kids that will corrupt them, and we need to stop that. Or do we just put our head in the sand? Not here at Virgin Most Powerful. Heck no! We're going to proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified on the Terry and Jesse Show. You're listening to Virgin Most Powerful. We'll be back with more of the gospel. This is Terry Barber reminding you, there's a women's conference coming up September 7th, 2019 at the Sacred Heart Chapel. Mary Danielle Barber will be speaking along with Barbara Nicolosi. They're going to be talking about true femininity, be who you are. This is going to be for your daughters, your mothers. Every woman should be at this conference. And the way to do it is go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Lord Jesus Christ, grant us a loving heart, a loyal heart, and hunger for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Hey, can you believe this?
This is unbelievable.
Talk about corrupting our kids.
You got it.
These LGBT activists are openly encouraging parents to bring their children to so-called pride parades. Let's not forget that pride is the sin, the Catholic Church says, that caused Lucifer to get expelled from heaven. These pride parades is another way of saying Luciferian parades.
That's right.
And the radical activists are openly saying, hey, children can handle the nudity and the kinkiness in these parades. And we're also going to talk about, I don't know about you, but I'm appalled also by the state of Vermont is poised to let kids and not parents make decisions about their own gender. Is this microphone on? And I'll just throw, because you can't separate the religion from politics. Guess which party supports these social evils?
I can tell you.
Yep.
Democrats, Marty.
You got it. So, yeah, Terry, so this, I don't know how many letters they have in the alphabet now. It now says LGBTQ, you know.
Yeah.
They're encouraging parents to take their children to pride rallies, even if the event has sexually explicit activity, which, by the way, goes against Catholic teaching. The Catholic Church says that we're supposed to keep away our children from any of these things that would cause prurient interest.
Occasions of sin,
or any of these things that would break the innocence of our children.
That's
so right off the get-go, this whole approach goes, if any Catholic is participating in a so-called pride parade or taking their kids there, Terry, they are complicit in mortal sin.
I agree. And unfortunately, there's some priests and even bishops who are saying, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. That's how bad it is. And so, Jesse, this kind of ties into, again, the word sin. And St. Augustine, somebody used a quote on Facebook of what St. Augustine has to say about sin, and they banned it. Let me read what it says and see if this just incriminates you to a point where you don't want this on any social media. Here's what St. Augustine said 1,500 years ago. Let us never assume that if we live good lives, we will be without sin. What? Our lives should be praised only when we continue to beg for pardon. But men are hopeless creatures, and the less they concentrate on their own sins, the more interested they become in the sins of others. They seek to criticize, not to correct. Unable to excuse themselves, they are ready to accuse others. You see, Jesse, the LGBT, the homosexuals, they accuse us Christians of being prudish and that we're not allowing people freedom. But what it really comes down to is they don't want us to tell them that they're offending God and that what they're doing is sinful. They don't want to hear it, and they're going to shut you up every time they can.
That's right. Listen to what one of the liberal editors from the Huffington Post says, or should I say, he's an educator, he's a writer.
Yeah.
His name is Bear Bergman.
Yeah.
He says, quote, there is absolutely no reason not to take our kids to Pride. It's a fun day. There are a lot of bubbles, rainbow streamers, and enjoyable performances, noted Bear Bergman. But what do we know about this, Terry? Here's the disgrace. This has been happening for 46 years in New York City.
That's right. Since 69.
I mean, I don't know how many cardinals have came and served God and died, and they haven't been able to put a stop to this.
Nope.
Okay? I wish we would have a St. Thomas More type cardinal that would just run to the streets and say, no, I'm putting my body... Catholics can't participate in this. Pega Wren, a self-described sex therapist, says she often brings her two young grandchildren alongside her to these pride parades. Oh my God. She says that kids can... She says she believes that from kink to nakedness, the pride parades are a great opportunity for parents to educate their kids about sex. I would just tell you, the only way to talk to your kids about this is coming from a Catholic moral point of view. Using, for example, the great philosophical thoughts of St. John Paul II in Theology of the Body, where these things are spoken of with delicacy. Right. They're spoken of with prudence. You use temperance, and you use Catholic terminology to talk about the act of sexual intimacy, which again is renewing the covenant.
Absolutely.
Or sexual intimacy. That's the way it's described, not by the way the public school system would describe it using certain letter words.
I haven't heard anybody call the LGBT a people movement and the Huffington Post, but I call it child abuse. Okay? And I'm going to call it for what it is. You don't have a right to abuse the innocence of a child. And you know what?
They're going to pay for it, Terry.
Absolutely.
Matthew 18:15. They're going to pay for it. I'm going to tell you.
That's an exit interview.
These child molesters are going to pay for it if they don't repent and they stand before Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus does not take... This is the worst sin for Jesus Christ, is hurting little children.
What did he say about it would be better for you to what? Throw a noose around your neck and jump into the sea.
He's tie a millstone, which I've read is a 100-pound rock.
Yeah, you're not going to get up after that. You're going.
Yeah,
you're
so
going
Jesus
down.
Is saying, kill yourself.
Yes.
Rather than you come to me and let me get my hands on you, go ahead and get rid of yourself and kill yourself.
So, as an act of charity, Jerry, Jesse, we are telling the LGBT people to repent and turn away from sin. And you know what? They don't want to hear that. But you know what? That doesn't mean we can't say it, because we need to tell them. I would consider it a sin of omission to be quiet about this whole issue. And Jesse, there are certain segments in the church right now who at best are just saying, let's leave it alone. And
they're actually pro.
Well, they are. And some of them are just wimpy.
Some of them are practicing homosexuals.
They
in
are,
our church.
Jesse. They are. Here's the bottom line. They're going to be accountable. And Jesse, I'm accountable myself.
Of course.
If I didn't speak the truth in charity, and that's what Virgin Most Powerful is about. So I just want to, again, later in the next segment, we're going to quote the Catechism of the Catholic Church on sin and have you review what we teach about that. It might even be good because Jesse talked about marriage. The Catechism is a great resource for you to just pick up each day.
Called The Sure Norm of Our Faith.
Yes.
By John Paul II. Norm of Our Faith.
And I just want to encourage you, our listeners, to study your faith, because I'm going to tell
you. At least take a paragraph a day. We'll try to give you a paragraph a day.
You're going to go down if you don't study your faith. If you don't pray, you're going down. This is why our whole focus is not so much exposing the secular humanists out there. But the best thing we can do is give you Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, the sacraments. I want to encourage reparation because, Jesse, all of this is offending God.
Absolutely.
And we need to make reparation for these sinful things they're doing. And the way we can do it is by reparation, atonement. So remember what Our Lady said, souls are going to hell because there's no one there to pray and make sacrifices. That's why I prayed on the air for Pelosi and for all these people who think they're doing the right thing when what they're doing is corrupting souls.
Terry, and I'll tell you, there's been a couple of the article notes that there's been some violent events at some of these pride festivals.
I bet.
And it's funny, one of the pro-homosexual from the Huffington Post, he says on the list that I don't want my children ever to be exposed to are compulsory heterosexuality. So this homosexual that writes for Huffington Post saying, I don't want my kids to be exposed to compulsory heterosexuality, demonstrations of sexism, demonstrations of racism, demonstrations of ableism, which means the discrimination of able-bodied people, and demonstrations of violence. And he says, these are all the way higher on the list than some homosexuals' rear end. I mean, so he's saying, you know what? There's no big deal about going to these pride parades. I don't want my kids to see all these other things, racism and sexism. But there's nothing wrong with seeing, he says it here, it's in the article. He says there's nothing wrong with seeing a homosexual's two shoes, which I looked it up in the dictionary, means rear end.
Yeah, of course, two shoes.
And Terry, and also in Vermont, we have another problem there. The state of Vermont or the health insurance regulators are about to overhaul the state's Medicaid rules, forcing taxpayers to cover the costs of everything from genital surgery to a mastectomy for minors. Tony Perkins, a friend of the Catholic Church from Family Research Council, he's out in Washington. He says, if you thought the war on parents' rights was bad now, just wait. The Green Mountain State just dropped a massive bombshell on the transgender fight. According to the local media, Vermont's health insurance regulators are about to overhaul the state's Medicaid rules, forcing taxpayers to cover the cost of everything from genital surgery to a mastectomy for minors. If the new guidelines go into effect, kids under the age of 18 will be able to undergo radical procedures paid for by Vermonters, and the liberal left will continue to push the radical agenda against American values. The good news is that there is a solution, and we've got people in Washington fighting for us. That's why, Terry, I'm going to vote for Trump again.
Absolutely, I will too. Jesse, when we come back, we're going to have the solution, but I want to give a good story. There's an amazing love story. Here it is, a couple that had been married 71 years. You see, they can be living in this time. They just died last week. Husband and wife, he's 94, she's 88. They died within 24 hours of each other. Can you imagine? What a great love story. That can happen as long as we're living a centered life on Jesus Christ. When we come back, we're going to give the solution from the catechism, from the scriptures regarding sin and confession. And we're going to inspire you to turn your life closer to Christ, because that's the whole point of this. We have this garbage that we had to talk about from the LGBTs. What I mean by garbage, it's sinfulness. It shouldn't even be talked, the silliness of this talk. But you know what? We want to encourage you to do one thing. Turn away from sin and repent and believe in the gospel. And when we come back, we're going to give you some homework to do. What? Yeah, from the catechism. We're going to read right from it and scripture that gives us a solution to a life of Christ. So when we come back, we'll do that. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Hey, Dad, if you haven't signed your wife up for the Women's Conference September 7th, do it now. We've got a great, great lineup coming with Father Murr coming to those ladies. We'll be right back with much more to inspire you to follow Jesus closely. This is Terry Barber reminding you, there's a women's conference coming up September 7th, 2019 at the Sacred Heart Chapel. Mary Danielle Barber will be speaking along with Barbara Nicolosi. They're going to be talking about true femininity, be who you are. This is going to be for your daughters, your mothers. Every woman should be at this conference. And the way to do it is go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151. We'll be right back.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
This program's rated R, righteous, respectful, and rejuvenating. Terry and Jesse Show. I'm looking here at the Rolling Stones magazine, and it has a cover.
Oh no!
of Nancy Pelosi and three of the new female congresswomen in the Democrat Party.
Yep.
There's a small, short article. It's called "Democrat Party as a Cult." As a cult. In other words, you're not supposed to think outside the box. And I'll tell you six things that every Democrat must hold to, or you can't be part of the Democrat Party. This is cult-like thinking. You have to be pro-abortion. Check that off.
Yep, check mark.
You got to be pro-homosexual marriage. Check that off. You got to be pro-euthanasia. Check that off. You got to be pro-embryonic stem cell research, because that continues the abortion monster. Check that off. You got to be for, you know, human cloning and sex reassignment surgery. Check that off. And you've got to be for this. You got to be against the religious liberty of Christianity. Check that off. Those are the six cult-like things that every Democrat has to embrace today. And to prove that there's a cult-like way of thinking amongst the Democrat Party today, I was looking at the largest Church of Satan, which is in Detroit, Michigan. It's called the Detroit Chapter of the Church of Satan. This is in my book, Knocked Off the Donkey, Everything I'm Saying. It says the Church of Satan stands for, it's right from their website, and I have it jotted in my book. It says this: Church of Satan stands for pro-abortion, mm-hmm, pro-contraception, same-sex marriage. Church of Satan believes the unborn baby is a tissue that belongs to a woman, and the Church of Satan demands that religious symbols not be allowed in the public square. Guess what, audience? Everything the Church of Satan stands for, the Democrat Party stands for as well. If that's not cult-like thinking, I don't know what is. Terry?
Jesse, well said. And, you know, I'm going to give the other side. The Trump administration put into action a new rule on the 15th of July, just yesterday, or 2 days ago now, cutting the $60 million from Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood is squawking. They're upset about the administration doing that. And they said that, you know, they get $563.8 million they get from the government. What? Yes. And so they're getting cut out 60 of it. And they're upset because they're having to use their emergency fund to fund their organization. I have to say this, Jesse. When I voted last election, Mr. Trump said he was going to be against the Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. He's done exactly what he said he was going to do. And I, for one, you know, I know we're nonprofit, but guess what? Some people say you can't say this. Too bad. I'm going to say it. I'm voting for an administration that's going to defend life. And that's the Trump administration. Okay? Read my lips. Okay. That's all I can say. Now, Jesse, I have to say this. Well, first of all, before I get into the sin issue, where are you going to be, Jesse, at a men's
conference? That's right. Real quick. August 2nd and 3rd, I'm going to be over at the Church Militant Men's Conference. Mm-hmm. That's in Dearborn, Michigan, at the Doubletree Hotel. So if you want more information, just go to my website, jesseromero.com, or go to churchmilitant.com if you want information. Terry?
And I'm going to be at the Midwest Catholic Family Conference we started 20 years ago. We have about 5,000 people coming. So if you have relatives in the Midwest,
it's held its numbers, Terry. That's a good sign.
It's always kept its numbers for 20 years. I mean, it's amazing. And families are there, big families. You'll want to go. Steve Ray will be there. I'll be there. Tim Staples will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So keep that in mind. And Jesse, I want to just bring up the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because we've been talking about sinful actions, you know, with Planned Parenthood, with the LGBT. I want to give a solution, because it in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, your action item, your homework is to read paragraph 14, 23, and 24. And what does it say? It is called the Sacrament of Conversion, because it makes sacramentally present Jesus's call to conversion. We're all called to conversion, the first step in returning to the Father from whom we have strayed in sin. It is called the Sacrament of Penance, since it consecrates the Christian sinner's personal and ecclesial steps to conversion, penance, and sacrifice and satisfaction. Paragraph 24 says this, 14:24. It is called the Sacrament of Confession, since the disclosure of the confession of sins to a priest is an essential element at this sacrament. It is a profound sense. It is also a confession, an acknowledgement, and praise of the holiness of God and of his mercy towards sinful man. Jesse, the mercy towards sinful man. There's no mercy without asking for forgiveness. And I think that we have to remember that.
Yeah, even Protestants realize that. I mean, Protestants will agree with,
yes,
you've got to repent.
Yes.
They just haven't connected the dots that there's a mortal and a venial sin where you have to repent to an ambassador of Christ, which is the Catholic priest or bishop,
right,
for mortal sin. They haven't
Absolutely.
Connected those dots yet.
Jesse, and also we have people in our own church who think that it's a clear ticket to heaven by just having you baptized as a Catholic, and that's wrong. They think,
well, the only way you can get to heaven is if you pull a Emperor Constantine,
yeah,
and wait to get baptized right before you die.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it either, because you know, you're playing fast and loose with your salvation.
So Jesse, here's the bottom line. Problem: immoral living in our culture. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm in Southern California. Solution: repent, turn away from sin, and accept Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, the sacraments, all of what the church has to teach for the perennial teachings of 2,000 years. That's the solution. That's if I had an opportunity to talk to Pelosi or any of the other politicians or anybody on the other side, I'd lovingly but forcefully share the good news of Jesus Christ with them, because anything else I share would be a moot point.
Yep, and I'll tell you why this is so important. And,
tell me.
And I mean, this could be the way you end every show,
yeah,
really, because, you know, a lot of Protestants, they have a lot of hymns, the Billy Graham Crusades about the, you know, rest in peace, about the blood of Jesus. Protestants sing a lot about the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Because they understand the theology of the blood of Jesus, that it's his shed blood on Calvary.
That's right.
That paid the price for our sins, because we're all sinners and separated from God. So Protestants understand that. But here's the issue. As Catholics, we take that a step further and we're saying, we've got to appropriate that blood into our soul. How do I and Nancy Pelosi, who's a baptized Catholic, and AOC, she's also, how do we appropriate the blood of Jesus into our soul instead of just singing it in hymns all the time?
Sure.
You do it through the sacraments of the church. The sacraments of the church are the divine life of God. It is the blood of Jesus that we call sanctifying grace that comes into your soul. And what happens when you now appropriate the blood of Jesus through the sacraments of the church, i.e. especially confession and communion, your soul is now rushed with sanctifying grace. So what's the effect of your soul? All of a sudden, you have the ability to think clearly. You have moral clarity. Your conscience is now properly formed. And the sanctifying grace also strengthens your will. It makes you strong against temptation, and sanctifying grace also puts you on the path to heaven. I mean, you talk about a win-win situation, and as Fulton Sheen says, when you're going to the sacrament of confession and when the priest raises his right arm,
oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
he says the blood of Jesus is, you can't see, it's mystical,
yep,
it's dripping
right
from his hand all the way down to his arm as he's absolving you. The blood of Jesus is coming down upon you like a waterfall, and it's only the blood of Jesus that can save you and set you free from sin and death and eternal damnation.
Well said, Jesse. And why are we saying this? I'm going to ask you a question, listener. When you go to confession Saturday evening, how many people are in the line at the confessional?
Join them.
Join them, but very few, aren't there? Why? The message we're giving right now, unfortunately, is not getting to the hoi polloi. So if you like what we're doing and you want to support us, do that. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And I want to encourage you to frequent the Sacrament of Confession. Don't worry about, you know, you're at a parish with 4,000 or 5,000 people and there's 10 people in line. I understand that we've lost the sense of sin. Jesse quoted St. John Paul II back in 1984, bring back a sense of sin. And I say in 2019, bring back a sense of sin, because we're living like God doesn't exist. Wrap it up, Jess.
Yeah, Terry, death is for sure.
Yep.
Sin is the problem.
Yep.
And Jesus is the only cure.
You got it.
And so as Catholics, let's make sure that we don't buy into these false solutions. Feminism,
yep.
Liberalism,
universalism,
leftism, homosexualism, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Let's fall into the truth of Catholicism, the perennial truths of the Catholic Church. Look at when it's all said and done, Jesus is not going to ask you at your particular judgment, hey, what political party were you from? Hey, what college did you go to? Hey, how much money did you make? The only thing that's going to matter is that if you lived and died as a friend of God, and we call that living and dying in a state of grace.
That's right.
If that happens, as Leon Blois says, the famous French poet, he says, the only thing that's going to matter at the end of time is, did I become a saint? That's all. And you know what? That's what we're shooting for. We're shooting to put the ST before our names. Forget about the BA, the BS, the MA, the PhD. That's not going to save you for a second. And in fact, Terry,
yeah,
in most quarters, as Dr. Scott Hahn says, all that does is give you a license to be stupid with a degree.
Yeah, we call it an educated fool. Jesse, I don't know. I just got to say this. I enjoy sharing with our listeners my love for Jesus Christ. You see how it motivates me to share that? I'd like to ask you to do the same thing. Now, I wrote a book called How to Share Your Faith with Anyone. If you don't have a copy of it, please call 877-526-2151. We need more radioactive Catholics out there sharing the news, because
that's,
you know,
right.
What? A lot of souls are at risk right now. And God is calling you, our listener, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the people in your life, especially your family.
Terry, you know what? This is our Esther moment. We were born for such a time
as
this.
That's right.
And the time for lukewarm Catholicism is over. Okay?
Got that right.
You gotta follow that high call of Jesus Christ to be a soldier of Christ. And you know what? Every single Catholic listening to the show, you've got to be able to yell the words of Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Jesse, I'm so pumped up right now. I'm going to In-N-Out Burger for lunch, man. I'm going to evangelize that place. Jess, what state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace.
And what?
That's the only state to live in. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Get the hell out of there and get the confession and get your soul right with God.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Why? Because we want to share the gospel with clarity and charity. We do it because you're there to help us. May God richly bless you, and full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.